Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and once again, we look forward to bringing you some really terrific shows this year. So I'll start out by saying Happy New Year to everyone, and as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them up on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and if you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at the office at 1-631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joe Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We do have another great webinar schedule up for 2017, and our first webinar of the year will be held on Wednesday, February 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Spirit Talks and Spirit Walks, After-Death Communication in the Laboratory. And your hosts for this event will be Mark Bocuse and Dr. Julie Beischel. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle will be here really before you know it. It's coming up on April 22nd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll actually have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. So be sure to check that out. This is really a really great value. And coming up again this summer, we have another wonderful retreat scheduled on July 14th through the 16th at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. We've been there many, many times doing this event. This is our annual grief retreat, where mediums, grief professionals, and metaphysical practitioners facilitate some very, very healing activities. So think about registering for this amazing weekend with like-minded people. And right now, you can also secure your spot with early bird rates. So don't miss out on this. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. For tonight, as you know, this is Mediums and Messages, and if you've listened to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and we will be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let's get to our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Peretta, and in addition to his work with Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot. But in addition to these other areas of his practice, he really specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. And we absolutely love having Joe on the show. As some of you know, he's been on several times before, and we are really so happy to have him back. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing on this new year?
I'm good. The New Year's been kind so far.
Yeah, so far. I know it's been short so far, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's starting out good.
I'll take that.
So I wanted to ask you about something because I really love hearing about how mediumship works for many of my other colleagues. And as I mentioned earlier, I know you read tarot. And so my question for you is, when you're doing like just a psychic reading, right, you're using your tarot, do you find that like spirits just sort of like step in and then you actually find yourself switching over, you know, to mediumship?
Yes, all the time. So much all so that I have a problem even like marketing myself as, okay, I'm going to just give you a psychic reading because more than half the time it ends up turning into, well, I know, you know, this is supposed to be about you, but, you know, is your grandmother Josephine and did she blah, 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 blah? And then it, you know, it turns into a medium reading. I really feel like when spirit knows that you could hear them, they kind of don't care what your intention is for the reading. They want a voice and they want to be heard.
I know. And you know, people don't realize they really get excited when they know that somebody can perceive them like us, you know.
Right.
It's exciting for them. And then, of course, they want to communicate. You know, they want to share something.
Right, right. Well, I always tell people when they ask me, you know, about being a medium and what it's like on the other side, I tell them, imagine how frustrating it is sometimes if, you know, you're in a room full of everyone that you love and you can see all of them and hear what they're saying, but they can't hear you. And it's like you're jumping up and down, but you're invisible. That's what it's like for spirits. And when they finally have somebody who can say something to someone, you know, they're going to take the opportunity.
Absolutely, every single time, you know. But I find it so interesting how spirits actually will get our attention, you know, especially us, because we do, you know, this kind of work. And I actually tell people all the time that when it comes to mediumship, those in spirit are running the show, you know.
Yep.
And I tell them, you know, basically, I'm your interpreter for tonight or today, you know.
Right, it's not about me.
You know, no, not at all. I'm really just the interpreter.
Right, right, right. Yeah, spirit leads the way always.
I know. It's an amazing thing. So I know that you'll be one of the mediums that will be facilitating this summer at the grief retreat, correct?
Yeah. It's my second year. I was there last year. I loved it. It was so great. Everybody I met was so awesome. It was a smaller group. I think it was like maybe 50 people. So, you know, it wasn't too big. So you really got to know everybody and everybody bonded. Really, really cool stuff. I think there was like a sweat lodge type thing last year. We did a drum circle. There was so many readings. I mean, it's really like there's no, I don't want to say no downtime because it's not like it's work, you know, for everyone there, but there's always something to do or someone to listen to or a new idea or a reading. It's always something.
You know, I think the thing that amazes me so much about that event, because I've been at that event many times as well as a facilitator, and I think the thing that really stands out is really how healing it is.
Because
you notice that. I mean, you see people when we come to the end of the event, at the end of the day on Sunday, and it's time for, you know, everyone to go home, I see hearts lifted. I see people feeling a little bit lighter. I see people who came there who, you know, were just so deep in their grief, and now they have a smile on their face, and it just makes things a little bit lighter. So it really, I can't emphasize enough, it's really such an amazingly healing event, and, you know, and I'm so happy. People are going to be so happy you're there again this year.
I hope so.
Yes, they will be.
I think they will be. That's nice to hear. But, yeah, no, you're right. It's a very healing weekend, and it's just interesting to, it's a very interesting and rewarding experience to be involved with on, you know, the mediums end, just seeing, you know, the way you can help people through what we do, because it's, you know, not every reading we do is helping someone who's in really bad grief. Sometimes it's not at that level. So it's, you know, it kind of reminds you of why you get into this and why this work is so important.
Yeah, and just a reminder for our listeners, I mean, we have some wonderful mediums who facilitate these events, but we also have other presenters there, you know, who specialize in grief and they specialize in other types of healing. So, you know, it's really kind of a very full weekend. You know, and then of course the evenings, everyone is just kind of hanging out, and so there's time for just some casual conversation. But it's just really wonderful. I'm so happy you're going
to
be back there this year.
Oh,
I'm sure lots
of
people are.
Yeah, happy to be back too.
Alrighty, so we're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we'll speak more with Joe, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So we'd love to make some connections with Spirit for you. Okay, so stay with us, guys. We're going to be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. So if you're ready, Joe, we're going to go to our phone lines. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that our lines light up pretty quickly. So, you know, if you're listening to the show right now and you're trying to get through, keep on trying. You know, sometimes we get through callers or calls will drop out. So if you're meant to get a reading, you will. But never stop trying. And once we get your call on the air, if we take your call, we really want to hear your voice. And you can just let us know if you'd like a connection to spirit. Okay, so let's get to our first caller for tonight. I believe we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Did you want to have a connection?
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Would you like a
connection, please?
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, sure. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. Okay, so just give me a second to tune in, and then as soon as they start, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, so I have two energies stepping forward on the other side right away. First, I have female energy who feels like she's stepping forward with the energy of, like, mother. So that would be mother, grandmother. Would you know who, like, Mary, Marie, Maria, who that is?
Yep, Mary is my mom.
And mom's passed?
Yes.
Okay, I have to tell you, your mom has been talking to me since before I got on the phone for this radio show. So just so you know, your mom is A-okay and right in the front of my field
Great.
Of vision. So please know that mom is doing fabulous on the other side. She also stepped forward with a male energy who's crossed over, and he keeps telling me that he passed before his time. And he keeps showing me my symbol for a sudden or unexpected passing, and he keeps pointing to the head. But I have to say, I'm not getting illness with him. I think it's some kind of accidental passing or like an impact connected to the head, because he's not showing me my symbol for illness. Would you understand who this is?
It's a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you who it is? Or?
It would have to be male, though. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because mom steps forward with him. If you want to tell me, just for the sake of time. But mom brought him forward, just so you know that the two of them are together on the other side.
Okay, that's my cousin.
That's your cousin, okay. And then who is, like, the J-A name, like James, Jason, Jack, Janice?
That's my dad.
Oh, your dad, is he James?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And he's also on the other side, because I see him.
Yes.
I see him, too. So please know that your cousin and your parents are together on the other side. They told me to tell you that 2017 and into 2018, especially from mom, they said that they keep showing me, like, the money situation is looking up is what I want to say. So if there's anything that you were worried about this year or it might not have even happened yet, I'm supposed to say that by the end of this year into next year, I don't feel like I'm worrying about any of that stuff.
Great.
She said to your mom said... to send her love to Mike. Michael, who's that?
Michael.
She keeps pointing down, so it would have to be somebody alive. It's okay if you can't place it right now, but when you figure out who it is, just let... She said he has a birthday in April. I don't know who that is just yet, but for the sake of time, I'll leave you with that message and just pass that along.
Okay. All right.
Hold on a second. Your mom also said that you're... funny, your mom is in control on the other side. There's other people there, but your mom's talking. She told me to tell you, she keeps showing me doves around your cousin, which always means that the person is okay and at peace on the other side. But she said to say that you don't have to feel bad, that either you didn't see him before he passed or you didn't get a chance to say goodbye. She keeps giving me from him that either you're feeling like that there was something that went left unsaid, or, you know, there wasn't closure connected to his passing. So please know that that's okay and that he really is all right on the other side. Your mom just showed me a gold cross. So do you have, like, a cross? Are you wearing something that mom gave you? Or what's with the... Whenever they show me a cross, it's always like a piece of religious jewelry, you know, whether you're Christian or not is besides the point. But would you understand why mom would show me that?
She was very religious.
Mom was. Do you have, like, a piece of jewelry of mom's that mom gave to you? She keeps showing me, like, the religious jewelry, like a cross or... do you understand what that is?
I can't recall if she gave me something like that, but I'll write it down.
That's perfect. Now, I know we probably don't have a lot of time, but I do have one other person stepping forward. Your mom brought forward another male energy... who I also feel like, according to this man, he passed a little bit younger as well, but he steps forward in your generation. So whenever I get somebody in your generation, it's always like a spouse or a brother. Again, I know your cousin would be in your generation too, but this would have to be a different person because I'm getting a different energy. And he showed me that he has like the J-O name, so it would be like Joe, John, Josh. Would you understand what the J-O is?
And he's my age? He would be my...
She keeps giving me next to you, so that would be in your generation. Mm-hmm. Again, it's okay if you can't place it right now, but I'm just supposed to acknowledge that that guy is over there.
Okay.
Your mom also told me to bring up... she keeps... They'll talk to me a lot about health. She keeps showing me something with the chest connected to you. Have you been having any issues with, like, bronchitis or, like... I don't know if it's like a chronic condition. She keeps showing me the breathing. Do you understand what that is?
No.
Okay, just look out for that. It's not. I always ask if it's, you know, going to be something really serious or not. Your mom is not showing me that. She keeps showing me like if somebody has bronchitis and it won't go away, or there's something that I'm just supposed to acknowledge about that. So please, if you see anything going on with that with yourself, just make sure you go to the doctor, get it taken care of right away. Because I feel like if you catch it in the beginning, it's not going to become like an annoying thing that lasts until, you know, it gets warm out. That's the vibe that I keep getting.
Okay.
From that. And your mom also told me to tell you that it's okay every now and again if you, like, you know, have to say no to somebody to take a rest, or you don't have to do everything everyone asks you to do all the time. I don't know if that's been going on with you, or again, if this is something that mom is just bringing up, you know, going forward, but like, it's okay if you don't help everybody all the time.
Okay.
And then would you know who, like, the child with the special needs is? Is that in your family?
No, I actually teach children with special needs.
Oh, okay, that's what you do for a living. Okay, because she keeps showing me the child with special needs. So if you have to take a step back from, like, you know, teaching, or maybe she's just saying go on a freaking vacation, I'll take that because I keep feeling like it's connected to all of that. So please know that mom is, and that, you know, dad and everybody on the other side, they're giving you permission to recharge yourself and take a rest, because you're no good to anybody if you can't, you know, have your own energy and take care of yourself. All right?
All righty. We're going to leave it there.
Thank
Kathleen,
you,
I hope this helped.
Very good. Very great reading. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. All right, Kathleen.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Thanks
all
for
right.
calling
Bye-bye.
In. All righty. We're going to get to our next caller. We have Veronica calling in from Oklahoma. Are you with us, Veronica?
I am. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Would you like to
How
have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Well, I have a question, but I never neglect if there's any kind of whispers going on from Spirit.
You got it. Okay.
But
tell us what your question is. I'm going to turn you right over to Joe.
Okay.
Veronica, could you speak up just a little bit? I'm having trouble hearing you on my line.
Sure. Can you hear
okay.
me better?
Yeah,
I'm on
that's
speaker,
a little bit better.
Now, did you want to ask something, Veronica, first, or did you want a connection?
I did. I have an issue going on. It's somewhat litigation, and I was wondering if you see it nearly ending in my favor or favorably or what.
Okay. So let me see what's going on here.
I mean, because I question if the people who are going to decide the case, so to speak, if they are neutral.
What I picked up on right away, you know, before you give me any more information, my guides showed me that this case, or that this issue with you, is kind of like they keep showing me going upstream. So not that it's not going to work out, but I keep getting like that after all is said and done and all. This has been going on for a little while with you, because I don't feel like that this is a quick thing.
This August, it will be 2 years.
Okay, I keep feeling like it's been like an uphill battle, or you've been swimming like, you know, upstream. When all is said and done, they keep telling me when you look back, it's probably, I see you getting some money back from them for like damaged property or something like that. I don't know if that's what it's
right.
what it's for, but that's kind of what they're showing me. But I keep getting like that the amount of money you get versus the time that you spent and the energy you spent concentrating on this, it's not going to be, like, I don't want to say that it's not going to be worth it, but it's not proportionate, if that makes sense. Now, you
okay.
want to know if everyone's being objective in this whole situation?
Correct. Whoever, who is deciding the case, if they are truly being a neutral third party, or it's rigged, so to speak.
I'm not getting that it's rigged, but I keep getting the
okay.
sense that either... whoever is deciding on this is not fully taking the situation seriously, or my guy said something, you know, I hope you don't take offense to this at all, but they said something about that you may have been misrepresenting yourself in the beginning of this case, or so I don't know if your initial complaint or what you went to them with, it's changed over the course of, you know, what's happened, but they keep making me feel like there's some kind of discrepancy with who, why they think you're doing what you're doing, and I know this shouldn't matter because whoever's deciding should be objective, but in this case, I'm assuming it does, if, you know, my guides are talking to me about this.
Yes, I had a claim for damages, and then we went back in there with somebody to look at something, and I opened up other boxes, and I saw things later down the road because they hid things that they damaged.
Okay,
so I didn't see them until later, so I had to do an additional claim.
Oh, okay, so that, right, so maybe something about you doing the additional claim might have not panned out favorably for you is the way I'm seeing it, but I'm not seeing you not get any money back. I don't think you're going to, they're being pretty clear about it, not, you know, you're not getting every single cent back that you're asking for. But, you know, there will be some. It's I would say it's probably the majority of it, but it's not everything. But, again, they keep showing me like that for all that it was worth, when you look at the money and the time you spent and the aggravation, my guide said, like, you might look back and think, oh, well, you know, like, maybe I should have just left it alone, or it's that kind of thing.
I hope not, because I really had no choice.
Right, no, I get that, but I keep feeling like what the payout is going to be versus all the effort you put in, I don't feel you 100% satisfied with that. I can't lie to you about that.
Okay.
They keep showing me, things that remind you of people or sentimental value. Did you lose stuff that, like, meant a lot to you? Is that why this, you know, you've been fighting for this?
Oh, I'm so angry, and yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because it has my son's final handprints in there. And
okay.
Yes, there's a lot of things that have a great deal of a meaning to me. And
okay,
it infuriates me that this took place. And they're not even acknowledging or taking responsibility for this.
Right. I totally understand that. But, you know, my guides keep saying, you know, you have to do what you have to do, you know, how can I put it, to bring, like, the situation to justice, they keep saying, but don't harbor anything after this is all said and done, because they keep, you're going to laugh at this, but my guides keep showing me chewing gum. So I asked them, I was like, well, what's with the chewing gum? And they said that with you, you must be, like, empathic or a little bit psychic yourself, because they keep showing me you very open and like a sponge. And when things happen to you, they keep showing me gum, like, when something happens to you, it's like gum in your hair. Like, you can't get it out, and it gets stuck. And the more you try to pull it out, the more. Do you understand what I mean? They don't want...
I pick up other people's energy?
Is that
what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And because you're so open and, you know, things affect you so personally and so intimately... they kind of get, like, stuck in your energy and in your mind, and then they become, you know, things that you don't let go of. They just want you to, once this is all over and done with, they want you to move past it, forgive, forget, whatever you have to do, and move on to healing, because they keep making me feel like if you hold on to this, your road to healing, it's just another hurdle, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
We have another minute, maybe, for this call, because we have another call.
Do they see me relocating in the near future? Or they see this wrapping up soon?
There's something about April that I have a good feeling about, which I like. So either that's some kind of news about when this is going to end, or it's ending in April. But I'm definitely seeing a move. They keep showing me a move out of state with you. Out of the state you're in, I should say. I know you're in Oklahoma right now, so obviously you're out of the state I'm in.
Absolutely,
But I am definitely
seeing
that.
Can you hear my voice? This is not an Oklahoma accent.
No, it's not. Yes, you're right. But, you know, it's supposed to be happening, and they're not giving me that it's too far away, so it's definitely there in your energy. All right?
Okay.
Okay, Veronica. It will be this year. Things are going to get better for you, so you hang in there, okay?
Thanks for calling into the show.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. We've got time for maybe one more quick call here before we have to go to another break. So I believe we have Linda calling in. Are you with us, Linda? Do we have Linda on the line? Hi, Linda?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit. This is actually, my name is Carrie.
Carrie, okay. I don't know what happened to the other call then. Okay, Carrie, we have. Where are you calling in from, Carrie?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Okay, so just give me a second to tune in, and then as soon as they start talking to me, I'll start talking to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have female energy stepping forward. I'm not too sure who she is to you yet, but now I know you're in North Carolina, but she keeps showing me my symbol for Florida. So do you have, like, family from there? Are you originally from there? What is the Florida connection?
I do have family there.
Okay, so you have family down there. Would you understand who... I don't like when they just give me an initial, but sometimes they do. This lady just keeps showing me the S initial. So for me, it's usually like Sue, Suzanne. I can't even think of another S name. But would you understand who that is?
Yes.
Okay. And that's somebody here or past? I just need to know where I'm going with the
past.
Name. Past. Okay.
Past.
Female?
Yes.
Or male? Okay, female. So that's probably
female.
Who I have. That's probably who I have stepping forward with the S initial. So I always ask them, especially when we're pressed for time, just to give me, you know, a validation. So please know that she's stepping forward. I don't know what this means, so I have to ask you about this. This lady keeps showing me Q-tips. Does somebody have, like, a hearing issue or an issue with the ear? Or does that mean something that I'm not supposed to understand and it's a private joke?
Possibly. It could be me or maybe a different person trying to come through.
Do you have ear issues?
my ears won't open.
Oh, so that, okay, so, all right, so you would need a Q-tip. Okay, I get it. So this lady's stepping forward for whatever reason to acknowledge the ear thing. I don't know if this has been causing you a lot of issues lately, but she said something about, she showed me, do you know what a neti pot is? It's for your sinuses?
Yes.
She showed me something like that, but for your ears. I mean, I'm sure that there's nothing you could pour in one ear that would go out the other, because that would mean you have, you know, nothing in between your ears, and that's not good.
My husband does it.
Oh, he does it for you?
No, he does it for himself. I don't like it.
Oh, okay. So for whatever reason, this lady, I think, is just letting you know that she's around and she sees whatever's been going on with the ear stuff. It's just a little validation. She also told me to tell you... she showed me butterflies, which is always my symbol for when somebody comes through through a butterfly, whether you see them or that you know you associate them with that person. But she told me to tell you that that's a connection to her too. She told me to say the name Robert. Would you understand who Robert is?
Not directly, but maybe.
Okay, I'll ask for more. She said that he is there with her, so Robert's on the other side. She keeps giving me either that he's from, like, another family or not blood related to you, if that makes sense. But she does keep saying to acknowledge that she is with whoever this Robert is. And she showed me, I think Robert used to be, like, a fisherman, or because she showed me, like a fishnet. So I don't know if that was by profession. Usually they'll show me a fishing pole if it's for leisure. So this might have been what he did for a living, because she keeps giving me a little bit more of like a really serious fisherman vibe for whatever reason. She said also to say, is she like Susan or Suzanne or what is this lady's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Sophia. It's actually a child.
Oh, it's okay. Okay, so Sophia is the child. All right. Because she just keeps giving me very strong female energy, but she keeps telling me to say the S name, say the S name. Hold on a second. Now, again, I don't mean to harp on this, but if they keep bringing it up, I have to. She said something about Robert was also, like, he painted houses or wallpapered houses. She keeps showing me, like, fixing people's walls, but, like, painting or wallpaper. Would you understand who this is?
Not yet, no.
Okay, it's okay if you don't. I'm sure she's giving you enough to be able to place it, but she keeps stressing that she is with this gentleman on the other side. Hold on a second.
We have about a minute.
Okay, so one of the things she showed me that I have to tell you what she said, She showed me a crown, so I don't know, again, if that's something connected to her. Usually crowns for me mean, like, if somebody was called, like, princess, or if that was, there's something about, like, I doubt that you know, this little girl was royalty, but I could be wrong, and you never know. But she keeps showing me the crown for whatever reason. I don't know what that has to do with her, as long as you understand it. And she said something about that, not to think of her the way she was toward the end of her life. Like, she keeps giving me a lot of talk of what was happening toward the end of her life, and that she doesn't want anybody to, like, have to remember her in that way. And I just keep hearing that she wants people to look back on, like, the happy times, and everybody, I keep feeling, is focusing on the sad times. And she showed me a connection to the month of April and the month of June, and I know at least one of those connections is a birthday, and I'm leaning more toward the June thing, because she keeps showing me the number 6 and balloons, which is always a birthday. So, you know, whoever that is, just please know that she's acknowledging that person and that birthday. And there's something else about, she keeps telling me April. Do you understand what that is?
It's her birthday. Her birthday is April. Her father's birthday is April,
and her dad's birthday is in June. Okay, so please know that she's just acknowledging both of those things. Really quick, I know we don't have a lot of time. Why is she showing me giraffes? Is that a favorite animal? Is that like
her sister's favorite animal is a giraffe.
Perfect. So please know that she is around her sister and never going to leave her side either. And there's something about a giraffe either being named after her, or I don't know if you know, she has like a stuffed animal or a toy that's named, I forget what you said, I believe it was Sophia or something like that, but I do keep hearing about that.
Sophia.
Okay. And, you know, they always want you to know that they are all right and at peace on the other side, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Carrie, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Alrighty, we've got to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to Joe Peretta and to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta. But before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places you're already shopping in, like Adobe, Hanes, Lord & Taylor, Priceline, Urban Outfitters, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We've got Joseph Peretta here with us tonight, and we've got time for maybe a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Mary calling in from Georgia. Are you with us? Is Mary on the line? I hope we have a caller waiting here. I know we have a few callers actually waiting.
Sue from South Carolina.
Okay. We have Sue. Is that your name?
Yeah, Sue from South Carolina.
Okay. Thanks for calling into the show, Sue. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I saw you at the convention in this fall in November.
Oh,
yes, you
okay,
were wonderful.
Very good. Well, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
So let's see who we have on the other side. Okay, so right off the bat, I have this gentleman stepping forward. He keeps giving me, I don't know if this is his name, he didn't specifically say, but he keeps giving me TM, which for me is usually like the name Tom or Tim. This guy on the other side keeps showing me, he keeps showing me the beach and a plane. So for me, usually when they show me that, that's if someone is going on some vacation soon to like an island or if they're flying south and, you know, to hang out on the beach for a week. Before you think about that, though, would you understand what the like who Tom is or who this gentleman is on the other side? He did tell me that he passed from something of the chest, and I believe it's a heart thing, so like a heart attack or I keep getting it's a little more of a prolonged heart issue, so like a heart failure or a congestive thing. Do you understand who that is?
No, I don't. There is a gentleman.
I'm sorry?
A man. No, We just returned from a trip from Aruba, so maybe there's an island and a plane.
Just got back from Aruba.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to be in your energy then, because he keeps talking about the like tropical trips, like the beach. He keeps telling me to say Tom. Who is Tom?
I don't really know a Tom, no.
That's okay. I'll ask for more. This gentleman just told me that it's funny when Spirit insists and argues with you, but he says, you know Tom. So I said, okay, I believe her, but I have to believe him too. He said something about it's Tom's birthday soon, and he just wants you to pass the message. Do you understand who that is?
I do have a cousin Tom that passed away a few months ago.
Okay, do you know, is Tom's birthday coming up?
I
would
don't
you know?
Know.
It's okay if you don't know when it is. But I heard something about that Tom's birthday is coming up, and then I'm just supposed to give the message that if it's Tom who's passed, that this man and Tom are together on the other side on his birthday. Did Tom pass from the chest, though? I'm not quite getting that from Tom's energy.
No, the other gentleman might have passed from the chest.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This guy that I'm connecting with passed from the chest. I'm not getting that from Tom. I have to tell you, they just said to me, Tom, it's not the Tom who's passed, but you're thinking about somebody else. This could be a message you have to pass along to somebody. So when you figure it out, it's okay if you don't know about it right this second, but when you figure out whoever Tom is, just let them know that I believe this is like... I keep getting him as older, but not a father, so I don't know if he had, like, an older brother, or this is, like, a friend that was a little bit older, but I keep getting that there's a gap in their age, and I'm just supposed to say, well, this man just wants to acknowledge Tom's birthday. I keep hearing Tom's birthday, mm-hmm. Tom's birthday, Tom's birthday. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to hear from my son.
Well, I was just going to go there. Don't tell me too much. They brought forward an energy of somebody younger who passed, so I'm assuming that would be your son. Who is the L initial? As I'm connecting with him, he keeps just showing me L. Would you understand what that is?
No.
Okay, it's all right. I'll ask for more. I keep hearing a name like Leah or Lisa, or it's got like a, it could even be Lee, but I keep hearing that name. He keeps pointing down, so that would be somebody who's here in the physical world. Hold on a second. He keeps saying to bring up the anniversary. Do you understand? Is that his anniversary? Is it yours? What's the anniversary?
His anniversary of his death is coming. Was just passed in December.
It was in January.
December 5th.
I think that's a little bit too far. He said it just passed. So unless it was like the end of December, I don't want to make that fit. Hold on a second. He keeps showing me again, like the L-I or like Leah, Lee, Lisa. He also told me, he just showed me the J initial as well. It seems like he's bringing up people in the physical world, and he just wants you to know that he's around. Please know that he is around. There are people that he's just trying to acknowledge. I think that's where this is, if it helps you understand what he's talking about. And I don't know what this would mean, but he showed me, it's either a rocking chair or I think it's a recliner, actually, or like one of those rocking like recliner chairs. Did that belong to somebody in spirit, or is that something you just bought? Like, what is the significance of that chair?
Well, my father had a chair that was a Lazy Boy chair like that.
Is that chair still around, or is Dad known for that? Because I feel like there's something significant.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I think he's just acknowledging that he's with Dad as well. Your son keeps showing me you. Do you have his picture, like, on a necklace, or he keeps showing me a piece of jewelry with a picture on it? Do you understand that?
Yes, I have his ashes around my neck.
Oh, okay. I wish you could see me right now, because I'm literally holding like my chest like I have a piece of jewelry on.
Well, that's what I'm doing actually to myself right now.
You're doing that right now. Okay, so please know that's your son's way of validating that this is really him and that he sees you. Just because you're in another state and we're over the phone, it doesn't matter to Spirit. They are always around.
They are always around. That's so important. All right, I think we have to leave it there because we're going to be coming up on the end of the show soon. I think we can get to one more caller. But, Sue, thank you so much for calling into
thank
the
you.
Show.
Thank you.
I hope
very
this
much.
Helps just
Take
a
care.
Tiny bit.
Thank you, Joe.
All righty, I think we have time for just one more. Okay, I think we have...
Hello.
Yeah, we have Mary calling in. Are you with us, Mary?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, there you are. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Joe. You want a connection with Spirit?
I certainly would love that. Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year. Okay, so I have to tell you right off the bat, I'm sure Spirit will speak, but my guides just jumped in, and they keep showing me two things about you. First, they showed me my caregiver symbol, so I don't know if you're a nurse, a teacher, you take care of people for a living, but you have that energy, like, off the charts, and they keep showing me... Have you ever thought about doing anything with, like, energy healing or, you know, like Reiki or any other type of, like, alternative holistic medicine? Or, but, again, it's an energy thing. Do you connect with that yet?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Like, do you do any, like, Reiki or energy healing? Or?
No, actually, I'm a first-grade teacher.
You're a teacher. All right,
there.
But I have to tell you, you have off-the-charts, like, caregiver energy. I get that for people who... are like either really good teachers or really good nurses. So whatever you do, you have to be good at it because they don't show it to me that way if you're not. But
Thank you. They keep
showing me with you, like, energy healing. I don't know when this is supposed to happen, if it's not anything you're doing yet, but they keep showing me you being involved in, like, they call it, like, the healing arts, my guides, when they step forward and talk about it. So that would be, like, Reiki or, again, like, any kind of alternative energy therapy. It's okay if you don't understand this right now. It might sound like,
yeah.
You know, you have no interest
in it.
No, but
I've looked into it, but I haven't ever pursued it.
They keep, the second I heard your voice, it's the first thing that they told me that you would be so good at this. At some point in your lifetime, you are supposed to be doing this. Don't fight it. If you're pulled to it and you investigate it, and this, even if it's just as an interest, I don't think you realize how good it could be and how many people you could help doing that.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, so I you wanted a connection, so I have to just see if we have about 2 minutes, Spirit. I have a male energy stepping forward, and he told me that he has his name starts with the G initial, so I don't know if he's like George or Gary or Garrett. Would you understand who that is on the other side?
Yes, George,
okay.
My dad.
George is your dad. Okay.
Yeah.
So please know that Dad is stepping forward. Your father showed me about a million hearts, so that's a big I love you from the other side.
Okay.
So please know that Dad is sending you a huge amount of love.
Okay.
He told me to thank you on behalf of Mom. So, like, did you take care of Mom, or do you take care of her now? What is what? He said he wants to thank you on behalf of your mother.
I took care of my mom before she had passed.
You did. Okay, so please know that I'm sure Mom is there with your dad, but your dad, George, just wants you to know that he's so grateful that you did whatever you did for Mom. Your father also told me that he, it's kind of funny, he told me to apologize for any electrical issues he may have caused. So, do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I certainly do.
Okay, I have no idea what that's supposed to mean, but he told me I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay.
So please know that your dad's kind of funny. I like him.
Yes, he is.
He's a good guy.
He
also showed me a deck of cards. Did your dad like to gamble? Did he like to play cards? Do you have an old deck of cards?
Pinochle games were always big in our family, and that's how they would get together to play pinochle.
Perfect. So Dad's still doing that in heaven. He's playing pinochle.
Okay.
He told me also that he is with, I believe the name is it's either Fred or Frank. I don't know which one it is. Do you understand who that is?
Okay. No, I had a cousin, Frank, but he wasn't that close with him.
Oh,
but
that's okay. If Frank has passed, he just wants you to know that Frank is all right on the other side as well.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. All right. Let me see if there's anything else.
Okay,
so
about a half a minute.
Okay, so let me just see if there's anything else to say. Your father, he showed me some kind of celebration coming up connected to, like, a religious thing, so I don't know if it's a christening or a communion or... I have a different symbol for weddings. This has to be, like, one of, like, the sacraments or, like, a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. Do you understand what that is that your dad's bringing up? He said it's this year.
Okay, no, but, well, my granddaughter was just born, so it could be christening.
Okay, so if it's the christening, he's just letting you know that he will be attending that. That's all that is that he wants to bring up.
Okay.
And he showed me jade jewelry. Do you wear that, or is that a name, jade? Would you understand what that is?
No, I don't wear jade.
Okay.
That's the one thing I don't wear, jade.
That's okay. Something Dad showed me, I'm sure it'll end up connecting. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All righty. I think we have to leave it there. Mary, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Yeah, our little mini readings here go very, very quickly,
and
I can't believe we're out of time again.
I know.
But I know. I really want to thank our guest, Joe Peretta, for joining us this evening. And, Joe, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to get a hold of you through your website?
Yes, my website is josephperetta.com or Psychic Medium. Joe Peretta, I think it's actually joepretta.com.
It's joepretta.com.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you. You know better than I do, apparently.
Yes.
you can Google me and you'll find me. I'm on Facebook, too, but the
awesome.
Best way is through my website.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Me.
And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We really hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you would like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.